And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 3rd of June, 2016. It was on this day in 1800, President John Adams arrived in Washington for the first time. City still under construction, few stores and hotels, some shacks for the workers who were building the White House and the Capitol. It was swampy. There were mosquitoes, tree stumps everywhere. He moved into the White House. It still smelled of wet paint and plaster. Furniture had been shipped down from Philadelphia, and it did not really fit in those large rooms. Adams himself was deeply in debt. Personally, he had come very close to leading the country into a disastrous war with France. There was political infighting in his cabinet, and it looked as if he was going to lose the coming election to Thomas Jefferson. Nonetheless, the following morning, after his first night in the White House, he sat down and wrote to Abigail, "I pray heaven to bestow the best of blessings on this house and on all that shall hereafter inhabit it. May none but honest and wise men ever rule under this roof." And he was defeated by Thomas Jefferson that year. But 150 years later, Franklin Roosevelt had the words from Adams's letter to his wife carved into the mantel in the state dining room. It's the birthday of Allen Ginsberg, born Paterson, New Jersey, 1926. His father, high school teacher, his mother, a former member of the Communist Party. They loved poetry in the family, Poe and Keats. They read aloud. Ginsberg called his parents old-fashioned delicatessen philosophers. Went off to Columbia University, was expelled, worked as a merchant seaman, a welder, a dishwasher, finally graduated, was arrested for possession of drugs. Rather than go to jail, he pleaded insanity, spent 8 months in a psych ward. His mother went to a mental hospital suffering from paranoia. Ginsberg signed a letter authorizing her lobotomy. A few days after she died in 1956, he received letters from his mother, which he used in an epic poem called Kaddish for Naomi Ginsberg, 1895 to 1956, which many people consider Allen Ginsberg's poetic masterpiece. And it's the birthday of Larry McMurtry, Wichita Falls, Texas, 1936, author of novels set in the Southwest, The Last Picture Show, Lonesome Dove. Larry McMurtry, who said, "True maturity is only reached when a man realizes he has become a father figure to his girlfriends, boyfriends, and he accepts it." Here's a poem for today by Joyce Sutphen, Some Glad Morning. One day something very old happened. Again, the green came back to the branches, settling like leafy birds on the highest twigs. The ground broke open, as dark as coffee beans. The clouds took up their positions in the deep stadium of the sky, gloving the bright orb of the sun before they pitched it over the horizon. It was as good as ever. The air was filled with the scent of lilacs and cherry blossoms, sounded their long whistle down the track. It was some glad morning. Some Glad Morning, a poem by Joyce Sutphen from Naming the Stars, published by Holy Cow Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.